Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, skip the throw in cartado. Let's dive right into it, man. True Talk Radio, episode 131. I was trying to come back on a Tuesday, man. It has been a minute. But damn, man, it seems like every time something comes up or I try to plan it, man, life happens, man. And it's just one of those things, man. Like the homie Common said, one day it all makes sense. And like I said on the last show, man, for now you can get what you can from me when you can't get it. You know, I appreciate the love. You know, no disrespect, obviously, because it's all boxing all the time. But sometimes life hits us, man. And boxing is good, but boxing ain't paying the bills. And right now, you just got to live life and got to keep plugging the bills. I mean, plugging the way I say and living life, man. And shout out to my pops, man. Hold it down, Mr. Senior. Ignacio Zuniga, saludos. Aquí estamos, chameando. My pops had a little surgery, man, but he's doing good, man. He's a soldier, man. We call him the Energizer Bunny. The man don't stop, man. He just keeps going. So, you know, this show goes out to him. You know, obviously, as I said last week, man, also my Papa Polo, man. I'm going to keep rapping for him, keep riding, man, and it don't stop. And we're going to dive into it, man. True Talk Radio 131. I got to do it for the old school True Talk Radio. It's funny because last show we did, it was at the end of the March. You know, it was March Madness. And I think the game I did, it was Virginia versus Texas Tech were my picks. And those two teams ended up in the finals, blew out my bracket. My team was North Carolina. I was pulling for North Carolina and Duke. I've always been my teams, and both of them got blown out. Props to Virginia winning the championship. Unfortunately for Texas Tech, they did not make history, and they fell short, and they didn't become the second school from the great state of Texas, my home state, to pull it off, man. And it is what it is, man. We keep going. I think it was opening day as well, and here we go, man. Boxing is a year-round sport. You know, fortunately for us boxing heads, you know, we get boxing all the time, and shit, we had boxing the last few weeks, and we're going to have boxing this week and the next week, and I'm going to get right to it, man. The past couple weeks from Philly, you had Danil Alexander Vorkic. I finally found out how to say his name. Vorkic. Alexander Vorkic. He got the TKO win over Ngumbo. Ngumbo, he suffered an injury, couldn't continue. As I was watching the fight, I kept telling myself, man, I bet that guy's going to kick his ass or kick himself in the ass in a couple years, man, and realize that he lost the world title like that. And, you know, maybe he really was hurt. You know, who knows, man. But, you know, it didn't really look like he was putting in the effort. And I hate to say that because I'm not the type. Y'all know me, man. Y'all know I'm not the type to count down or talk down on fighters. I respect all fighters. I've never been the one, man. I always try to set that precedence where you respect the sport, you respect the fighters. It just didn't look like he was there to win it. And, I mean, maybe he did sustain an injury, but the point is that, fuck, man, that's a fucked up way to lose a title. Or, you know, there's fighters that will never have that opportunity. And if they were given that opportunity, I'm pretty sure they'll go balls to the wall and do anything that they could for that, you know. And you had it, and you were right there. And, you know, I think you put a hamstring or something, your foot, you know, you came up flipping. And unfortunately, you know, that's how it ended. The Mean Machine. Trained by my compa, Marco Contreras, got the draw with Robinson. I talked to Marco and Igis, Mean Machine. They felt that they won the fight. They felt that they could have did more to get secure the win. They felt that they got the win. Robinson and their side, they felt they won. The fight wasn't stylistically the best fights. You know, Igis, Mean Machine's a warrior, you know, come forward fighter. Robinson, I give him his props, man. He was boxing. He was using, you know, he was using his length, and he was trying to, you know, you pop that jab out there, and you know, he made it ugly fight. You know, he fought his fight, and you know, for him, that's a win. You know, that's the kind of stuff that happens in boxing sometimes. You don't always have to win, you know, because guess what? Robinson came in as the B side, came in as the opponent, gets the draw against the heavily favored fighter, who, you know, they're talking about Terrence Crawford and this and that, and you got the draw. To you, that's a win. And that's what goes down. You had Showbox, you had Angelo Leo. He got the unanimous decision win. The Albuquerque, New Mexico, now living and training in Las Vegas, now signed to Floyd Mayweather. He got the unanimous decision win. Props to him, man. He looks like he's the goods. I think he's legit. I spoke to some people from New Mexico, and they say, hey, man, the kid's the real deal. He didn't get the knockout, but he did look good. And, he remains undefeated, and he got some TV time, and, he looked good, man. So y'all be on the lookout for the young true Angelo Leo from Albuquerque, New Mexico, now living in Las Vegas. Speaking of Albuquerque, New Mexico, you have Fidel Maldonado, Atrisco kid, original true, man. God bless him, wish him, his family, all the best, his little girls. He's always been a warrior. He was signed with Golden Boy. It looks like right now he's taking an independent route, working with Holmes Boxing. Shout out to Holmes Boxing. They had their first show out in Albuquerque. They usually have shows in Santa Fe. Santa Fe is the home base for them. But Fidel Maldonado, the Atrisco kid, got the unanimous decision win over Johnny Rodriguez in his hometown in Albuquerque. Shout out to Holmes Boxing, man. The sport of boxing lives on and don't stop. We had a lot of local fights here and there. Two boxing heads, we do our best to cover the big fights and the small fights. So everything from Canelo to local fights. And speaking of local fights, you had fights out there this past weekend, Pico Rivera. It's actually, they usually have it at a rodeo. It's where they have rodeos every Sunday. They have bands. They have, the Tanes, Banda MS, all kinds of bands go out there. It's some Texas shit, but in Cali, obviously, there's a lot of Mexicans out there. And they had this rodeo. It was like a rodeo ring, and the boxing ring was in the middle. A lot of local kids, fighters, you had the McKenna, he was on the card, the little brother, Aaron, he was on the card, he got the win, but in the main event, Adán Ochoa, he got the win, unanimous decision win over Mario Ayala, that went down. You also had Ryan Garcia, I believe that was the week that week of the fight with Bullsick and Liam Smith and all that, after the show, Ryan Garcia gets the KO win over Jose Lopez, looking good, now training with Chepo and them, Eddie Reynoso, and looking good. A lot of people are going to say he's fighting an undersized guy. They're picking on smaller guys, but he's doing what he needs to do. As a fighter, you fight who's in front of you. You let your promoter do what they have to do. Obviously, you stay focused. You keep building your fan base, and when the time comes, guess what? Like we always say, right, boxing is the truth revealer, right? It's that sport where in the end, it's all going to get revealed in the ring. When those 8-ounce gloves get put on, that's when you're going to see what's real. Ryan Garcia, right now, looking the part, got another knockout, stays undefeated, made quick work, talked the talk after the fight, was impressed what he said. Hey, everything I'm seeing, I'm learning a lot from Eddie. Even Canelo chimed in saying, hey, man, everything that he's doing in the gym, he's doing in the ring, so that's impressive. Tito Acosta retained his WBO flyweight. He got the KO win over Lopez, so he remains the light flyweight WBO champion. He's a Miguel Cotto fighter, Miguel Cotto champion. He retains his title. I think he's one of the few champions, because if you remember, Alberto Mercado lost his title. He lost it to Andrew Concio, who was actually props to him, man. He was presented his WBA title, Oscar Valdez. He was presented the key to the city in Blythe, California, the first champion. A real rocky story. He had a tough road, wanted to give up in boxing, and stuck with it. El Chango, Andrew Concio, got the win, and he was presented his, the key to the title. Alberto Machado, another Miguel Cotto fighter, did lose his title, lost his WBA title to Andrew Concio. Patito Acosta was the co-main event for Ryan Garcia. He keeps his title, and he keeps slugging away. Puerto Rico don't have as many champions, but they still have a few, and boxing keeps going on. It is what it is. It won't stop, and it don't stop. From that weekend, you also had Liam Smith. Man, he looked good. It's crazy how styles make fights, right? Same Liam Smith who got washed by Canelo. Liam Smith who gave Jaime Munguia, who fights this week, some trouble, made easy work with Sam Ingenson, who, remember, beat Paulo Malignaggi. He was out there slapping people around and shit, I'll talk a little bit about that if I do have the time. But Liam Smith, man, looked good and puts himself back in the top 10 and says that he'll get another fight. People are saying, how does this guy keep getting fights? How? Because he puts himself in position, and when he's presented the opportunity, he gets the win. And he blew out Sam Ingenson. Styles, the levels, it was just two different levels. It was night and day. And Liam Smith, obviously been up there on the higher echelon as far as the sport of boxing. He got the win, got the KO over Sam Englinton. The big thing from that night was the drama, right, as the boxing world turned, right? David Price got the disqualification win when he was bitten. Get this, he was bitten by Cash Ali. If you go to our Instagram, True Boxing Heads, you see a couple of photos where the dude bit David Price into the stomach. Man, shit was crazy. Like, you know, you've seen the Mike Tyson biting of the ear of Evander Holyfield, but never had I seen that where the dude bit the guy in the stomach. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, biting a girl or something, or a girl biting you, you know, you're on some freaky shit. Hey, you do what you do, but come on, man. Another dude biting another dude in the stomach? I'm pretty sure when he did it, he was in the right state of mind. But point is, why the hell would you do that? Not only why the hell would you do that, why would you do that in a fight, costing yourself the opportunity unless you were looking for a way out? You got the way out, and guess what? You got the loss, and I don't know if you'll ever get sanctioned by Britain, the British board out there. British board don't play around. But you never know, man. Boxing, right? Shit happens all the time. Crazy stuff happens, and I wouldn't be surprised, man. It's fight week, man. It's fight week, but we did have a fight last night. Lou DiBella, Broadway Boxing from New York. It was televised. It was streamed on UFC Fight Pass. I've gotten some feedback from people saying UFC Fight Pass sucks. I've gotten some people saying UFC Fight Pass is good enough. Keep in mind, you know, like I said on the last show, you know, the solo book sales, the Bang Sports, the CBS Sports, a lot of these smaller TV outlets have gone by the wayside. You know, now you're going to a lot of streaming, you know, the Zone, you know, Face Fight Night Live on Facebook. You got Thompson Boxing on Facebook. You got Golden Boy sometimes doing the fight night on Facebook themselves, on Periscope, different outlets. So everybody's trying to find their little niche, you know. I think that's where we come into play. Some people did tune in. They got to watch Ivan Gulab get the unanimous decision win over Manuel Reyes from Los Angeles. It was a complete wipeout from Ivan Gulab, the Ukrainian fighter, who's on a 3-fight winning streak. Scorecards were 100 to 90 twice and 99-91. He's looking to get that rematch. He wants that rematch from his only defeat. You know, he proves 16-1. Shout out to Lou DiBella. Shout out to Broadway Boxing. It goes down. He got the win. So I'm just going to dive into it, man, the fights this week, and I'm going to try to get to these new Solo Dolo Show, True Talk Radio, episode 131. Again, I did appreciate everybody's feedback, whether it was Instagram, email, text, whatever it was, man. And even if you didn't reach out, you listen to the show, man, I appreciate y'all, man. And, you know, I do what I can when you can. We do what we can when we can do it, right? You know, stop, man, but we do the best we can, and more importantly, man, I do appreciate the support. And it's about the sport of boxing, man, and that's what it's about. Speaking of sport of boxing, you got some fights tomorrow, man. You got a good little card going down in L.A., the Staples Center. ESPN's been hyping it up. You can watch the show, you know, Road to Loma versus Anticuola. WBA, WBO title fight. Lomachenko, Loma. He's going by Loma. He looks like he dropped that high tech. Fight Anthony Crowler, man, the Cinderella kid, you know, Cinderella man. You know, people say he wasn't supposed to be a champion, got the win over Barbosa. He became champion, and he's stepping up. People say he has no shot against Lomachenko, but anything that happened in the sport of boxing, I was going to say I would give him props and give him the benefit of the doubt just from how confident he is, but sometimes confidence can only get you so far. You have to look no further than Mikey Garcia, Errol Spence. Sometimes, you know, there's just levels to it, and I think this is the case, but I do give him a shot to have his moments. His trainer did say that leading up to the fight is he's going to have his moment or moments. It's going to be up to Anthony to seize him. And they point at Lomachenko getting touched by Linares and saying, hey, he's not invincible. Yes, his skill set is elite. He's, you know, he's one of the best fighters. You know, he's the Matrix. You know, sometimes he can't get touched, but when he does get touched, he's been proven that he can get dropped and touched. So that's where the fight happens, and that's where styles make fights. The main event tomorrow, Lomachenko defends his WBA, WBA title against Anticuola. I'll be tuned in. I'll be locked in. Both of them made weight today, 134.6 and 134.4 respectively. We got a few photos. We'll be out there at the fight covering. Shout out to OGC. He'll be out there representing True Boxing Heads. We'll be covering the fight. Again, follow all social medias. True Boxing Heads on Instagram, True Boxing Heads on Twitter, True Boxing Heads on Facebook, True Boxing Heads on YouTube. Make sure to subscribe. The co-main event, you got Gilberto Zurdo Ramirez making his light heavyweight debut against the veteran Tommy Caponzi. Both of the guys stepped in on the scale today at 174.6. One thing I did want to say is what Bob Arum made clear is that, hey, he has, you know, Zurdo, you know, the longtime WBO super middleweight champion, he has not relinquished his belt. So they were floating out the idea that, hey, Callum Smith versus Zurdo Ramirez in the UK, that would be a big fight, a mega fight. So the possibility remains, you know, if the money's right, Zurdo going back down to 168 to defend his title, getting a payday, going out there to the UK and getting a big name. But for the time being, tomorrow, first things first, you got business to handle against a veteran, Tommy Caponzi. You've seen him in there. I've seen him in there against Chad Dawson. You know, he's been in big fights. You know, he's come up short. He's gotten some wins on TV. You know, he's not what who everybody's going to know. But, you know, if you're a real boxing guy, you've seen the guy. And that's what's going down. A lot of times, the big fight that I think to the show, which I was joking with some of the homies today in the group chat, is you don't have to go on the limb. It's Mike Alvarado versus Arnaldo Barbosa. Former champion Mike Alvarado, mile high, 303, going against, you know, the prospect, Arnold Barbosa. Something's got to give. Mike Alvarado feels that if he gets the win, he's right back in line for a title shot. Arnold Barbosa feels that if he gets the win, you know, he stands out as a contender on top rank, and he feels that, hey, they're going to guide him to a title shot the way they do. But it all goes down. That's going to be going down. You can watch those fights on ESPN+. I had the discussion with people saying it should be on ESPN, more eyeballs. I'm interested to see how these ticket sales go for Lomachenko. I know what Top Rank is doing, bringing him out to L.A. You know, he's fighting out there in the Hulu Theater, he's fighting in New York, and he's doing decent, you know, selling out 5,000, 7,000 seats. How is he going to do with the Staples? We're going to find out tomorrow. Top Rank, one of the best in the business. But is Lomachenko a draw on the West Coast? And are the Mexicans, are the boxing heads, are the Trues, are they going to come out and support him? We'll see. I think it's going to be a so-so crowd. I've gotten mixed reviews. Nobody's really wanted to confirm with me. Some people saying ticket sales are horrible. Some people saying ticket sales are as expected. I guess we'll find out when we tune in tomorrow. You got some fights going down in Tijuana, Roberto Mesa versus Angel Vargas going down. But the big ones, man, I'm going to dive into is from Saturday. I'm actually watching Clarissa Shields fight right now. I think this is big for the sport of boxing as far as women. You got Clarissa Shields defending her titles, fighting Christina Lady Hammer. It's a unification bout. A lot of trash talk. Showtime's getting behind it. Clarissa Shields taking it personal. Hey, Christina, you talked all that talk. Now I got you. She feels she ducked her. She felt like she made excuses. It's all going down on Saturday from Atlantic City. You can watch the fight live on Showtime. Main event. Two women in the sport of boxing, two undefeated fighters. Obviously, Clarissa Shields comes in with the pedigree, the amateur, the gold medals. You know, right now on paper, she's got the potential to be the, quote, right, greatest woman of all time. Well, she's, you know, she's stepping up against, you know, a legitimate opponent, a champion, Christina Hammer. We'll see how it goes down. It all goes down in the ring. May the best woman win and let them bang. They're fighting for the IBF, WBO, WBA, WBC title, I believe. Winner of the fight becomes the eighth person in the sport of boxing to unify the titles. No different than Terrence Crawford, no different than Bernard Hopkins and everybody else. So just like we give them props, the winner of that fight, whether it be Clarissa Shields or Hammer, you got to give props. So salute to the women. You know, they're doing their thing. On the undercard, you got the homie, the true Angel Hernandez, taking on Marcos Bates. He's now trained again by Coach Vincent Reyes, his manager, his new manager, Mr. Woods, felt like they needed to make a move. You know, obviously Angel came up way short last time against Ward on Showbox. Now he's going to be fight on Fight Night Live on the Facebook portion. He will not be on the TV portion, but he will be televised, so you'll be able to tune in. Shout out to Angel Hernandez, the Hernandez clan, Hernandez family. Always going to be tied in the true boxing head, taking on Marcos Bates. Shout out to Coach Vincent. Shout out to the whole team that made that trip out there. Longtime veteran, Mr. Samuel Peter, man. Y'all remember old school Samuel Peter, man. He's actually still fighting. He's on the card. He's going to be fighting as well. And I tripped out when I seen that he was fighting. And I was like, yo, I had to do a double take. I was like, that Samuel Peter? And sure enough, it was that Samuel Peter. The co-main event, you got German Franklin versus Rydell Booker, another heavyweight fight. On the card, you also have another woman's title fight. You got Elena Gardiner versus Brenda Carabaja for the vacant IBF women's featherweight title. That's going down. So we'll be watching that on Showtime, and then you'll also be having the big fight from Monterrey, Mexico. Jaime, Sweet Baby Jesus Munguia, defends his WBO title versus Dennis Hogan. That's going down. On the undercard or the co-main event, you got Diego De La Hoya versus Enrique Bernache. You got the Brazilian Patrick Tejera taking on Mario Lozano. And if y'all remember Patrick Tejera, man, he was coming up. Golden Boy was building him up, and he got absolutely destroyed by Curtis Showtime Stevens. And ever since then, you know, he's kind of making his, you know, step back up. You know, he's slowly crawling, you know, coming back up. And then on that, but you know, we'll see how he does. You know, they're matching him up. They're matching him up slowly but surely. It's a big fight for him. We'll see how he does. Future opponent possibly. You know, obviously Golden Boy doesn't have that many middleweights. If they can build him up properly, you never know. Shit, don't be surprised. You know, you never know. He might mess around and fight. You know, the winner or the loser of Jacobs Canelo. We'll talk about that. But the big fight, obviously, is Jaime Munguia fighting in Monterrey, Mexico. I think it's more about just keeping him busy, keeping him out there, building a fan base out there for the home of the Tigres, Monterrey, Mexico, a big fight town. Obviously, Santa Cruz's brother, Juan Antonio, he fought out there before. So, you know, it's been a fight town, so that's a big fight for Jaime. You know, Mexico, they love their Mexican fighters, so I think that's a good look. It's a good plug. You know, just build that fan base so when the time comes, when he fights a Golovkin, when he fights a Canelo, he's up there. You know, it is a business. You got to marinate these fighters, but you got to promote them too. You can't go off Bob Arum and milk the fight for every dollar it's worth and then explode like it did with, Gamboa. And Rocky Martinez. Was it Rocky Martinez? No, Juanma Lopez. My bad. Juanma Lopez and Gamboa. You know, it's a game you play. You know, you promote, you manage, and then when the time is right, sometimes you hit, sometimes you don't. And that's the sport of boxing then. But that's on them. You know, they get paid. You know, they put their money on the line. Hey, you do it, we cover it, we support you, we ride it, it is what it is, right? Also, another fight going now from Minneapolis, Minnesota. You got Caleb Trox taking on Peter Quillen, IBF middleweight eliminator. That's interesting. Obviously, the IBF champion right now is, Daniel Jacobs, who'll be putting up that title against Canelo May 4th. We'll talk about that fight. Obviously, that card has been announced. We'll talk about that here shortly. You got Dragachenko, you know, he's taking on Jack Luque. I don't know how the fuck they have two IBF eliminators. Actually, I'm lying. So the Caleb Trox and the Peter Quillen is super middleweight. The Dragachenko and the Luque is for middleweight. So 168 and 160. So that's why I was kind of tripping when I seen that. I was like, how are they going to do that? But they got it clear. Speaking of, you had the official card. Daniel Jacobs, it's not a pay-per-view, right? It's on the zone. The fight is going to be shown in movie theaters across the United States, but they haven't made the initial official announcement. I'm a little bummed out about the co-main event, but I'm okay with the card. David Lemieux, man, he keeps getting chances and chances. Well, he takes on John Ryder. He's going to be the co-main event. You got Virgil Ortiz stepping up to take Mauricio and Maestro Herrera at welterweight. Now, I reached out to Golden Boy to get confirmation because this fight is at 147. I said, hey, he's ranked at 140. Is he making the move to 147 full-time? They said, no, just for this fight, for the opportunity to take Mauricio Herrera, and then he's going to move back down. You got Pablo Cano versus Mike El Artista Perez, you know, true boxing head alum, you know, still turning on there with Robert Garcia in New Jersey. You know, obviously Pablo Cano coming off the biggest win of his career when he destroyed Jorge Linares. Jojo Diaz is on the card, taking on the TBA. But they already know that it's going to be for a title eliminator. You got Saddam Ali on the card. You got Lamont Roach. Decent card. It's going down. I'm excited. I'm going to try to make the trip out there. A lot of different fights happening. You got Granados versus Garcia happening the following Saturday, April 20th. You got Crawford versus Khan. We do have a show next week. I'll talk on that. If not, we'll follow up the following week and we'll talk about those fights. You got some fight announcements. You got Scott Quigg going to be taking on Jason Velez. Scott Quigg says that I'm going to take Velez, then I want Tevin Farmer. There was an opportunity for him to fight JoJo Diaz, but he took the Jason Velez route, and he's got his eyes on Tevin Farmer. Tyson Fury taking on Tom Schwartz June 15th at the MGM Grand. MGK Top Rank, Match Room, or Frank Warren, I should say, making their debut or their first showing, their first deal, June 15th. You know, they got a connection going. They were going to be working together. You got the night of rematches, May 11th. That's official. Miguel Prochet taking on Fernando Vargas II, the rematch, WBC title. You got Emmanuel Navarrete versus Dogbo. Y'all remember Dogbo came in hot, took on the Vaquero Navarrete. Well, he wants a second crack. So you got the main event, Burchett versus Vargas II, and you got Navarrete versus Dogbo II going down Tucson, Arizona. That's a top-ranking Golden Boy collaboration. That's going down to May 11th in Tucson. You got Robert Easter versus Rancis Bartholomew, April 27th. Speaking of rematches, you also got the April 25th rematch of Joshua and Professor Frankel versus Oscar Negrete. That's an interesting fight. We'll see what happens with that. As the boxing world turns, man, a quick show. It seems like when I do these 30 minutes, I don't have enough time, but it's a good problem to have because I just had to get this out there real quick and just bang, 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 so I can get right back to the grind and then just refocus, man. I'm trying to reshuffle things, trying to restructure a lot of things and, you know, just stay out here, you know, just stay representing. A couple of other news that did pass by. Adrian Broner, pleaded guilty. When you kiss that girl, forcibly kiss that girl in June. He got 2 years probation. 2 years probation means keep your ass out of trouble. Keep your ass out of the highlights or, you know, news. Don't make no headlines. Don't cause no drama, bro. Because probation means you're one way from, you know, you're one step away from getting fucking jacked up and then sending you to prisons. And obviously, Broner, you put yourself out there a little too much, my man. I would definitely surround yourself with good people for 2 years at least, man. Try to hold yourself down. You're at an age, too, where it's time to chill. You got the money. You got the name. You got the recognition. Just lay low, bro. You got a hell of kids, bro. Take care of your kids and, you know, just focus on that. Triple G, obviously making his zone debut later this year. They were gunning for June 8th or June 15th. It looks like they're going to zero in on June 8th. Triple G's possible opponents, you got Steve Rose versus Hassan Adam. His original opponent or possible opponent was, Brian the Cannon Adams. He's taking a different route. But, you know, Triple G will be coming back June 8th. It looks like he'll be returning out there in New York. IBF champion Richard Comey, who got the big win out here in Frisco, Texas, has been cleared. He's looking to be fighting later this year. Lomachenko says he's got his eyes on him, says he wants to unify with Richard Comey later this year. And when asked about fighting, Mikey Garcia said, absolutely, I want that fight 100%. So that still looms. Obviously, y'all know how Bob Arum gets down. And he said, hey, he's going to be the B-side. He's got to take the swinging portion or the small purse. Big fights again for this weekend. You got Clarissa Shields versus Hammer. Y'all make sure to tune in. Support the girls, support the ladies, support the women's boxing on Showtime. You got Jaime Munguia versus Dennis Hogan, WBO title fight. You got Caleb Tarr versus Kid Chocolate. Super middleweight IBF eliminator with Dranchenko and Kuke and IBF middleweight eliminator. And then obviously you got the fights tomorrow, Lomachenko versus Cuola. And then you got Ramirez versus Carpanti. And then you got Mike Alvarado versus Arnold Barbosa, True Talk Radio. Hey, man, rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle, man. Unfortunately, he got shot and died. I wish I had more time, man, but I'm just going to say, you know, you did your thing, and boxing people respect you. You know, boxing and music go a lot together, man. And just like Ariel Camacho, man, rest in peace to you. Much love, Nipsey Hussle, and the love that you're getting around the world in L.A. shows how real you were and how true you are. Respect to you. Box Expo going down May 4th. We'll talk a little bit. We'll talk more about that as we lead into Fight Week. Canelo versus Jacobs. True Talk Radio, episode 131. Solo Dolo, Quick Smash and Dash. We'll be coming back soon, next week or the following week. True Talk Radio, True Boxing Heads. Y'all follow, baby. We out. True.